I would tell them to be prepared to hear the name of Jesus. That at a Lutheran church, that is what you're going to hear. You're going to hear the name of Jesus. You're going to hear the gospel proclaimed in the liturgy, in the sermon, in the sacraments, sort of through and through, not just once, not just twice, but really hopefully every other breath, maybe even every breath, that you're going to hear the name of Jesus and the good news of Christ's life, death, and resurrection for you proclaimed. And as I wrote this book, that was really what I wanted to do as well. I think that if you're going to a Lutheran church, you should be hearing the name of Jesus more than the name of Martin Luther. And at the end of this book, when I finished the manuscript, I put it into a word count application on my computer, and it told me how many times each word was used. And the name of Jesus was used 4 times more than the name of Martin Luther. And I think that's really what Martin Luther would want. He made it quite clear that this faith is not to be based on him, but is to be based on Christ alone. So I think if you're going to a Lutheran church, it's more than coffee, it's more than the potlucks, it's more than the architecture, anything else, the music, the hymnody, whatever. You're going to hear the name of Jesus. In and through, certainly all those things, but that's the preeminent, that's the centerpiece.